Yuma, Perk Vav Mishnah Beis. Bolo Eitzel Sir Mishtalayach. So the Kohen Gadol came now to the Sir Mishtalayach that was on the east side of the Azara, facing outwards, facing towards Sharni Connor to go out. V'somach Shteyadav Alavu Misvada, and he put his two hands on it. He did smicha and vidui. This is the only time that he did smicha on a chatas of a tzibur. Usually on a chatas of a yachid, that's the only time people do smicha. But here, on a chatas of a tzibur by the seer that was going to the Azazel, was the exception that smicha was done for all of Klal Yisrael. And he did vidoy. V'kachaya omer, and this is what he said. Ona Hashem, avu pashu chotu lufanacha amcha beis Yisrael. The girsa that we have is like Rabbi Meir, that it's like Moshe Rabbeinu, noiser avon, v'pesha v'chata. Ona bashem. So here, it's a different lashon. It's with a beis. And what this is saying, like the Tiferes Sol explains, is it's a tefillah asking Hashem, bavur shem kachicha, which is if to say, because of your name, in the schus of your name. Now, we didn't use this girsa, it seems, in the previous Mishnayos, where we said, ona Hashem kaperna, by the other viduyim. So Tosfos Yontif brings other Rishonim, like the Rosh, that they were all done where the first one was ona Hashem, and then after that, there was a tefillah of ona bishem, on all of them, even though in the previous Mishnayos, the girsa wasn't that way. So he says, Ana Bashem Kaper no lavonis lapsham lchatoim, Shaavu, Vishapashu, Vishachatu lefanacha amcha beis Yisrael, Kakosub, Besiris Moshe Avdecho, Lemor, Kibayamaze Chaper Alechem, Latarashem Mikol Chatoisechem, Lifnei Hashem Titaru, Vakohanim Vaam Haumdim Bazara, when the Kohanim and the rest of the nation that were standing near Zara, Kshayushomim Shem Hamafarshu Yotim Pi Kohen Gadol, when they heard the Shem HaMeforesh, which on this day, the Kohen Gadol, it's Machlekes, either he said the Yud K and then the Vav K, or he actually said the 24-letter name of Hashem that they knew. When it Shehu Yotzim Pi Kohen Gadol, when it went out, sounds like it went out of his mouth by itself, Tiferes Sol points out that the Shechina was talking through the throat of the Kohen Gadol, was coming out of his mouth. That's why it's a Lashon of Shehu Yotzim, like it goes out by itself. HaYakarmu Mishtachavim V'noflim Al Pneihem. They would bow down on their knees, that's Kriya, and Mishtachavim is when they, after they bowed on their knees, they then spread out their hands and their legs and they prostrated in front of Hashem, but still with their head up. And Noflim Al Pneihem is the final step where they would put their heads down in total submission. V'omrim, and they would say, Baruch Shem Kvod Machusol Yolam Va'et. Now in the previous times, first of all, it doesn't say V'ha'am, and also in this time, it also talks about them bowing down where it didn't say beforehand. So firstly, the Tosfos Yontif says that don't think it's because this time is different that they would say, Baruch Shem Kvod Machusol Yolam Va'ed. And you don't see it mentioning the Am that was Omdim Bazara in the previous time, because maybe you would say that in this time, they were the ones that were part of the Vidoy, because this is the Seir LaZazel, where it was coming to be Mechaper them too, and the Vidoy was for them. So maybe that's why over here it mentions that the Am would say, Baruch Shem Kvod Machusol Yolam Va'ed. That's not true, because it has nothing to do with Vidoy. He says, the truth is, every single time this happened, like the Rambam says, this went on. That people would, that everybody would say, Baruch Shem Kvod Machusol Yolam Va'ed, and everybody would bow down, like it says over here. However, the Tiferes Sol explains that there is a difference. It seems that he holds that it's true that they would say, Baruch Shem Kvod Machusol Yolam Va'ed, every single time Hashem's name was mentioned. But over here was the only time that the rest of the Jews that were in the Azara would actually bow. In the past, they would just say, Baruch Shem Kvod Machusol Yolam Va'ed. Here, they would bow because they were the ones that were actually part of the Vidui. So it's true they would say Baruch Shem Kvod Machusol Yolam Va'ed every single time, but the Tiferes Sol says, l'chora, that they wouldn't bow every single time. And it could be that's just how you would learn the Mishnah, of why the Mishnah only speaks about the bowing down now, and it didn't speak about it in the past. However, like Tosfos Yontif brings the Rambam, it seems that we don't hold this way, that every single time they would say Vidoy and they would bow down.